You know, we've had a lot of videos in the last couple of years. We've talked about politics. We've talked about some dating topics. Hell, we've covered the paranormal. But one thing we haven't talked about is cooking. And it's something I do enjoy doing. I've got a couple recipes. One we're going to cover today, which is 6-hour ribs. Now, I did get started on this before I thought about putting together this video. So, unfortunately, that first step you're going to miss. But it's pretty simple. I'll show you the ingredients to go. We're just going to slap it in a bowl and mix some things together, and that's it. But we're going to do some 6-hour ribs today. I think you guys will enjoy it. I know I do. And if you have a smoker, this is a perfect recipe for you. If you don't have a smoker, by the end of this video, you'll probably want to go out and get one. But anyway, this is an old smoker. It's a Traeger. I think it's called a Little Tex or something like that from way back in 2007. So it's been around for a while. It's rusty. It's old. The paint's coming off of it. I had repainted it at one point. It looked good at one point, but forgive the grill in advance. It works great, but it is ugly at this point. I need to strip it down and repaint it probably this summer. But anyway, I'm going to take you out in the kitchen. Won't be anything as fancy as our live shows, and we'll go ahead and walk through some 6-hour ribs. All right, I'll see you guys in the kitchen. All right, so like I said, the first portion of this recipe is already complete, but I'm going to show you what it is. So this is a mustard here. And what I do, and you can do it whatever way you want. You can use one mustard, you can use them all. Got some Dijon. Got some brown, and I got some honey, all slapped together in that bowl, okay? What you're going to do is you're going to add, don't ask me to pronounce that, Worcestershire sauce, okay? And apple cider vinegar. Now, I prefer it with the mother, but we did not find it this time, which is fine. But you're going to mix that all together, and you see the amount there. Most of that's going to be mustard. You're going to put a couple splashes of that in now. A couple splashes of that in now, all right? Stir it nice and deep like, you know, and get it to look like that, okay? Then you're going to go ahead and put that on the ribs. So I'll show you what that looks like, and then we'll get to some other stuff. Now, as you can see, there's some interesting stuff on the counter here. I got to go with this because we're doing keto friendly, but we also have some very interesting stuff we're going to add to this, and you'll see why in a minute. That's going to be spicy ribs. We also have some other fun things over here. Don't mind the dog toy in the corner. These are different rubs we're going to put on here. A little bit of sea salt, some habanero powder, mesquite rub. You can use hickory if you don't like it, but it's a powder. Okay. Garlic, onion, and you'll see. But yeah, we're going to go ahead and put this on this, and we'll be right back. All right, we are back. Now, unfortunately, like I said, this isn't going to be as high quality as one of our live streams, so forgive me. But here we are. This is the best I can do for view. But we're going to take our mustard here. Okay. And we're just going to throw that on the ribs. Now, you don't want to put the whole thing on the back side. You're going to save some for the front, too. Okay? And you are going to get messy doing this, so keep that in mind. You're going to want to have, you know, soap and water nearby. But just go ahead and rub all that mustard in. Okay. And you can do it with a spoon if you want, but just easier and quicker if you do it with your hands. All right. Flip that over. Get all that mustard out of there the best you can. Pour that on the top there. Okay. Same thing. Get it all in there. And like I said, don't be afraid to use your hands. If you'd rather use a spoon, you can. I just think it goes a lot quicker when you're doing it that way, because you're not, you know, little by little with a spoon. Anyway, you're going to wash your hands off, obviously. And then we'll get to some of the stuff we put on these ribs here. They're pretty good. Now again, you don't have to do any of the spicy stuff. And if you don't like mustard, you can switch to ketchup. Don't know why you would do that, but if you don't like mustard, you can. Okay? Now, we're going to do the same thing on both sides. I'm going to go ahead and flip it back over. Okay? Put it on there first. So we're going to get our sea salt out. We're going to go through a lot of things really quickly. But anyway, go ahead and get a lot of salt on there. This is pink Himalayan sea salt, by the way. Okay, this is from a place called Savory Spice Shop. It is out of Colorado, so you can order online, I believe, but this is called Red Rocks, and I believe that's backwards, so unfortunately, I'll just have to read it to you. Red Rocks Hickory Smoke Seasoning.
Okay.
Go ahead, put a little on there, and I will tell you what's in here in case you want to make your own home blend. So let's go through that really quick. It's got hickory smoke salt. It's got Hungarian and California paprika, roasted garlic, toasted onion, black pepper, hickory smoke, flavoring, and oregano. So if you'd like to make your own home blend of that, that's how you do it. Now the oregano is obviously very fine ground. Now, you don't have to do this. This is an optional step. You do not have to do this. Meat tenderizer, okay? I'm just going to throw a little bit of that on there. Just enough to where you can see it one on, not too much. Okay. We're going to repeat this step. So I like to just leave the lid open. Okay. Got some mesquite powder here. And this is actually really fine grained stuff. I like to do this. Just kind of tap it out of the bag. Okay. This stuff goes a long way. You don't need a whole lot of it. Again, this is from a place called Spice Jungle. SpiceJungle.com. You can get mesquite. You can get hickory. Whatever you want. Okay. So there's that. We are going to throw on a little bit of garlic powder. Okay, I like garlic. Nothing wrong with that. And I've got onion powder. You can get onion powder anywhere. This doesn't have to be anything special. But we're going to do a little bit of that. Okay. And then I have a mixture of barbecue rubs here. So this is just a Grill Mates barbecue rub we're going to slap on here. And again, that's your choice. Any barbecue rub will do. I like to mix them up. It gives it a unique flavor. I'm almost done with that. I've got some, this is called Carolize Seasoning, and it is rub some butt. This is slap some on, bustin' with mustard, vinegar, and spice. This is from BBQ Spot. So if you're interested in that, I really like this. I'm going to have to reorder it soon. But there you go. And you can kind of see I'm just going back and forth. One pass and then a second pass. Okay, this one is Fire Shaker. Okay, this is a pinch of spice with a pound of flavor. This one here is hot ground peppers, and it doesn't really go into it. It's seven different distinct peppers, and that is fireshakers.com if you're interested in that one. Okay, again, you don't need too much, especially if you don't like your stuff spicy. Okay. We've got some smoky molasses. This is Cindy's Seasonings. Not sure where I picked this up, but it's a smoky molasses. Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and do the same thing. One pass, and then another. Now, the point of the mustard, by the way, isn't for the flavor. You're not gonna really taste the mustard in there, maybe a hint of it. If you really know what mustard tastes like, you might pick up a hint. Again, sorry that I'm a little bit taller than the camera. I had to do what I could to get everything on screen here. But the mustard is to act as a paste, so all of this sticks to it, okay? This one is Chipotle Seasoning, rub some heat, smoke into pepper. Okay, this is from Barbecue Spot as well. Really good, just do a pass. Okay, just like that. And let's see what we got left here. This one we'll be gentle with, okay? This is, you can pick this up anywhere too. This is a habanero powder, okay? See how I'm just kind of tapping it back and forth like that? Just a little bit. You don't want that getting all over, making a big old spicy mess out of the ribs. We just want the heat. We don't want buffalo ribs. We just want the heat, okay? And then applewood rub. Okay, this is Grill Mates as well. This applewood rub is actually really good. If you can find it in the store, I highly recommend it. And so we've got applewood, mesquite, some hickory. Got all three on these ribs. All right. Now, like I said, we are going to flip this over. Okay. We're going to repeat the process. And then we'll be out to the grill. No particular order, by the way. But same thing. We're going to put all of these back on again. Don't have to go through each one of these again since we've already done that. Like I said, no particular order. Now you will learn as you do these what you want more of and less of. And you can do that by eyeballing. That's how I do it. There is no specific measurement for each. I simply look at the color on the ribs, you know, because the molasses is a little bit more brown than the pepper stuff, and I can see just about how much is on there, and that is how I measure. And it works pretty good each time. It takes some practice to learn that. Years, actually, because you can overdo some of these spices if you don't know what you're doing. Alright, this one is probably just about out. We might have enough left for one more rack in the future. Let's go ahead and throw our pepper on. I don't need that too much. Might just do one pass that time. Garlic powder, of course, again. Nothing wrong with garlic powder. Onion powder. Little too much onion powder. That's okay. We'll rub that in. Like I said, you can easily overdo it if you don't know what you're doing. That's why I went lighter on this half, so you can just rub it in. Okay, that's the tenderizer again. Red rocks you can be a little bit more liberal with. It's a good blend. The habanero, you definitely don't want to do what I did with the onion there. Just a hint. Okay. You should just barely see it. Alright, let's go ahead and get the salt out of the way again. Pink Himalayan's the way to go. And if the sound isn't as good quality as normal, that is because I'm actually using the audio from this device here rather than a separate microphone. Bear with me. Again, this is just kind of a for fun video, just to show you guys how to make some ribs here. Alright, now, gotten our hickory powder on there. Again, you don't want to overdo this. You know, actually, excuse me, mesquite powder. I've actually put this, you can't do this on keto, but you can put the mesquite or the hickory powder, just a little dash. It doesn't take much at all into a macaroni and cheese. I'm telling you, it's wrong, but just a little. You do too much and all you're going to taste is the smoke flavor. Alright, now, we've got a little bit excess of the onion powder here. We can simply just kind of move that around, right? No big deal. It's all going to even out. Okay. And that paste is doing exactly what it's supposed to. As you can see, that rub is sticking to it nice. So that's good. That's good. Very good. All right. Don't want too much of the rub back on your hands, so try to get it worked back into the meat before you rinse your hands off. That's it. So now, if you have a smoker, and that's kind of required for this, you're going to go ahead and set your smoker to smoke. All right? You're going to leave it at smoke. We're going to take these outside. We're going to throw them on the grill, and we're going to wait 3 hours. And I will see you out at the grill. Alright, so now we are out at the old rusty grill here. Like I said, please forgive that. I need to strip it down this year and repaint it, but you got it set to smoke here. Okay, as you can see on the dial there are your ribs on the rack ready to go. They look good already. We're going to let those sit for 3 hours, and I will see you in 3 hours for the next step. It's been 3 hours. It's a little windy out here, so forgive that. There we go. It's looking good. Alright, we're going to get on to step two. But that is 3 hours on the grill. Smoked. We're going to bump that heat right now, actually. We're going to bump it up to 250. Okay? That's where we're going to leave it. We're going to yank this off the grill. I'm going to bring it back in the kitchen, and we'll pick up from there. Alright, we're back in the kitchen now. First things first, this is where if you are on a keto diet, I do not have any workaround on this. The honey is kind of required in my opinion. As long as you go easy on it, you should be fine. If you're really seriously checking your numbers and everything, just go real light on the honey. You could of course skip the honey, but I don't recommend it because it adds a little bit to it. So what we're gonna do, actually, I'm just gonna toss this whole thing in the microwave for about 15 seconds or so. We're gonna drizzle that over the top. And then we got a couple other things to put on here as well. So If I can find it, I just had it. Oh, there it is, right in front of me. All right. So, 15 seconds. All right, well, that's doing that thing. We've got apple cider vinegar here. And this is keto friendly. So this is a monk fruit, okay? It's made by Lakanto. You can order this online. Big Lots actually does sell it. But it is a brown sugar, and it tastes pretty much like brown sugar. And I'm sorry my head's cut out of the image here. Maybe I'll adjust it slightly. There we go. Okay, that's still in the footage, so that matters. Okay, so we're gonna get our honey here. Open that up. All right, and like I said, I can't really find a workaround with the honey. Kind of feels like it's required. But anyway, we're gonna go ahead and drizzle that honey. There we go. Wait for it to get down to the bottom. Maybe I should put it in for another 15 seconds, maybe. Yeah, we're gonna do another 15 seconds just to be sure. No big deal there. You don't wanna put it in there too long. Just to loosen it up. So 30 seconds, if your honey's all firm. All right, what we're doing here, I've got 3 sheets of foil, okay? 3 is to just make sure that everything we're doing here stays in the foil. We don't want it leaking to getting all over the place. We want everything to stay in the foil. We're gonna braise this at 250. All right, now that honey's coming out a little better for the most part, okay. Get that all over there. It's really hanging on to the bottom. There we go. There we go. Okay. Of course, we're going to flip this over, do the same thing on both sides, but for this, I am going to use a spoon. I'm going to start rub that honey in there. It doesn't have to be perfect. Get it all over. That color is great though. It looks fantastic. Meat's still real tender as well. What we want to see is after it's braised, is for it to start pulling back from the bone, which we'll see in another 2 hours. But yeah, that looks good. This honey is really being a pain today. There it goes. Give it a second to get to the bottom there. There we go. Okay. And it'd be easier just to open the whole damn container the way this is coming out. Let's just do that. There we go. Let's just put it on like that. Bummer with honey is leave it sit, it starts getting all firm like that. And this is raw honey, by the way, so that's part of the problem too. But I prefer raw honey if you're going to use any. Like I said, this is one exception to keto that I'll always make is the honey on these ribs. I just don't see any other way around it. It adds a bit of sweetness, and especially since I'm using sugar-free barbecue sauce, you know, we don't have to worry about any additional. Essentially, sugar, honey is a sugar. It breaks down in your system just like glucose, so just keep that in mind if you are trying to watch yourself. Like I said, don't use as much. You know, it's up to taste as well. Here's what we're gonna do now. We've got that on there. Got the honey on there. Let's put some brown sugar. Okay, again, you can use brown sugar for monk fruit. Brown sugar. Okay, pour that on there just like that. All right, and with that honey, we're gonna mix that brown sugar in there as well. Okay. Just kind of spread it out all over the ribs. And this is a monk fruit with erythritol, if you're curious what the base is. That's what the grain is. And erythritol, they say it's safe, within reason. I suppose anything can kill you. Water can kill you if you have too much, but it's a little bit more on the edges here. Okay. There's that. I'll put that back over nice and easy. Okay. There we are. That honey's sticking real good now. We'll add a little bit more to the, there we go. A little bit more to the top. It's time for some new honey, I think. It's still perfectly fine, it's just that it gets all crystallized like that. Okay. Yeah. Add a little bit, just give me that little bit. There we go. Cool. Okay, we're gonna go ahead and add that brown sugar right away this time. Come on. All right. That's all done. Like I said, just kind of move that around, get it all over. Spread it out evenly. Alright, we're ready to go. There's just one thing left to do, and that is to add our, rinse my hands off here real quick, sticky stuff. We're going to add some apple cider vinegar to this. Okay. So we'll get this honey out of here. The outside of vinegar. What you want to do is turn this into a bowl, okay? I'm going to seal up this edge right now. Okay. This looks like we might actually need more foil for this one. This one's a little bit bigger than I expected. No big deal. Dust out the foil here. Set that there for now. Now we're going to take our apple cider vinegar and we're just going to pour it in there. Okay. A good amount. Get nice and juicy in there. Alright. You want to see it kind of filling up the bottom of that foil there. Okay. There we go. That's good. Just enough. You don't want to, like, you know, completely coat it. Just enough to see it on the edges under there. Okay. Take the foil. Start crunching that up. We're going to take our top foil here. Just because we can. This is a really thick rack of ribs, so normally I would only use 3 pieces, but because of this, I'm gonna actually use 6. Okay. The reason for that is because I want this thing to marinate in its own juices. That's what we're doing. I don't want this flapping open, drying it out. Okay. And use all 6 pieces here. And I'm just going to tuck that under. Like so. Alright. Now we just got to get this out to the grill. So, what I'm going to do is clean up a little bit in here, and we'll meet you out at the grill. Now, since these ribs are cooking in the apple cider vinegar, you want to be careful when you put them on here not to tear the bottom of the foil especially, because they need to sit in their own fluids, and if it's leaking, you're kind of defeating the purpose. So be very careful when you put it back on the grill not to tear. And you know, you can tell, obviously, if you've got a leak, because it's going to be all over the place. So, but that's all you're going to do. You're going to put them back in there, all wrapped up for another 2 hours, and that temperature is still low, but that's okay. We're going to set a timer in the house for about 2 hours, maybe 10 minutes, so we can let this thing heat up. I've had the door open, so it hasn't had a chance to yet. But yeah, 250 for 2 hours. So we will see you in 2 hours to finish these up for the final step. Alright, we are finally on to the last step. So this has been sitting here for another hour. Let's take a quick look in here. Keep in mind, this foil can be hot, so I might switch to tongs to get this piece of foil we have on the top out of my way. Let's take a look at that. Look at that. See all them juices? That is delicious. Whoa, look at that. This is exactly what I was telling you want to see. See how the meat's peeling back from the bone now? Beautiful. What I'm going to do, and what you can do at home, if you have a smoker with a little bucket to catch the grease, I'll show you that. See that guy down there? What we're going to do, see, I like to put, this is about due to be changed, but I like to put foil on the plate down here, and that way it's easy cleanup. But I'm actually going to let this juice go right down, because we don't need to reuse it. It's good. We got what we needed out of it. So we're going to let that juice go down in that little catch, into that bucket. And then we'll pull the ribs off themselves, and we'll go into the kitchen and put our last step on these ribs and cook them for one more hour. But, man, look at that. Look at that. Beautiful. All right. I will see you in the kitchen in just a few minutes. All right, we are back in the kitchen. Man, that's a good looking piece of meat here. It has been cooking for, the bone just came right off of that. Man, that's what I mean. That meat just falls right off the bone. And that was just a small one, so we'll just have some extra meat on one of them other bones. But what we're gonna do now is we're gonna take, rinse off a little bit. I got some of that honey on my hands left over from that foil. Man, that looks good. So see, we got mustard and our dry rub cooked in there. Then we braised it in the apple cider vinegar with brown sugar or the monk fruit brown sugar, a little bit of honey, and that's all glazed in there now. Looks real good. It smells great. I wish you guys could smell through the camera, because well, you know what to get now. So, because I provided the information earlier in the video on the spices. But if you're looking for a good barbecue sauce, especially if you're trying to do a sugar-free deal, this is G. Hughes Smokehouse sugar-free barbecue sauce, hickory flavored. Okay? Says it's award-winning Pitmaster barbecue sauce. But either way, if you're looking for it, it looks like this. I know it's backwards on the screen there, but that's okay. We're going to just put a little bit on there. Don't need a whole lot. I'm just going to kind of zigzag that back and forth. We're going to rub that in. Okay. Maybe add a little bit more. We do want it to coat everything. I can't believe it. That was beautiful. That's a beautiful example. Look at that. See that? That meat just came right off that bone. Love the way that turned out. And we still got another hour to cook. All right, let's see what we're gonna do this time. Let's see. I got a couple options. I'm gonna do this on the fly. Tell you what, we'll do all three. If you go to pexpeppers.com, you can pick this up. We've got ghost pepper. We've We've got habanero smoked, and we've got Trinidad scorpion and honey.
Okay.
Now, because this is hot sauce, what we're gonna do, what I like to do, is just run a couple drops. I'm not kidding, just a couple drops right down the center. We'll see why in a second.
Okay.
Again. That was a little bit more than a couple of minutes.
Okay, that's okay.
That's okay. We're going to do the same thing with this one. Okay, nice and easy. Right down the middle. Okay, we're going to get a spoon. Should have saved my spoon from earlier. We're going to take that barbecue sauce and that hot sauce. We're going to rub it in. All over. Now this is the underside. We're going to do this on both sides. Okay. If you can smell this right now, especially with this hot sauce on here now. Now you don't have to do the hot sauce. You can skip this step. Especially if you don't like a little bit of kick. But I'm telling you, I tried this just as an experiment one time. It's good. Real good. Okay, I don't want any more of these bones falling out, so we're going to be careful here, flipping this back over, because these bones will just fall right out now. It's crazy. That turned out perfect. All right, same thing, barbecue sauce. Just going to zigzag it over. Okay, bring a little bit more. We're good. Like I said, don't need to use a lot. Some people, they use a whole bottle. Waste a whole bottle in there. Don't need to do that. Okay, go back to our hot sauces. Like I said, don't need much. Just that little line down the middle. I don't know if you can see that. You can see that on camera, that little line. Okay, with the ghost pepper, it's obviously a lot hotter. So we're just going to put a couple dribbles on there. Perfect. And habanero. This one comes out real quick, so we're going to go real slow. Okay, perfect. All right, and again, we're going to take our barbecue sauce and our hot sauce, rub it in, get it all over. That flavor distributed evenly. I don't want to take a bite and all the hot sauce being in one spot. Okay. Here we go. There. We got a little valley collecting some sauce here, and there's a little spot we didn't get, so we're just going to fill that in. Okay. Good. This is going to be real good. Like I said, if you don't have a smoker, this might be your reason to buy one. You can get them pretty reasonable, whether you go with a Traeger or a Pit Boss. Now, mine is a pellet grill. You can get an old-fashioned smoker. Pellet grills work just fine. But what the important part of this is you want something that is wood-burning, because you definitely want to get that smoky flavor. That's the first 3 hours. That's the whole point. My hands are going to get dirty again anyway, I know, but it's just a habit. But we're going to put that on the grill. We're going to do it for another hour, and we'll meet you outside here in a second. All right, so we got the ribs back on the grill. We're going to leave them there for an hour. I know it is a little bit dark, so it's harder to see. That's all right. Get the general idea. The ribs are back on the grill. We're going to leave them on there for another hour at 250 degrees, and I will see you in an hour. All right, it's been an hour. We've let these ribs sit. There they are. Man, that looks good. All right, we're going to take these inside. Show you what they look like, cut a piece off, and show you how tender they are. I'll see you in just a second. All right, we're back. So you got these ribs here. I usually like to flip them upside down and cut them. And I can see the bone and where it is. Man, look at that. Piece of meat right there just fell right off. Oh, that's good. Got some heat to it too. That is delicious. There we go. That's where the rib came off the bone earlier. Show you that. You got the nice pink smoke ring around there. That's a gorgeous piece of meat there. So there you go. That is 6 hour ribs here. Go ahead and cut one of these. One still on the bone there. Beautiful. All right, that's it. That's how you do 6 hour ribs. If you have any questions, leave them in the comments and I'll get to them. But I think I've listed all the ingredients for this particular recipe. So be sure to go back and check that out. If there's a particular spice or something you want to get, I've listed the websites where you can get those. Anyway, that's it for tonight. Thanks for tuning in. And hopefully you get inspired to make some of these yourself. They're real good.